Rise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. How many believe that God is looking for a voice in the earth? Someone that will speak His name, speak His truth, declare His praises. Have we not been saved to declare the praises of Him, the one who called us out of darkness and brought us into His marvelous light? Hallelujah. The title of the message today is No Cowards in Heaven. No cowards in heaven. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask You to grant me the utterance to speak today. Lord, I commit myself to You. Holy Spirit, use me as Your vessel. Speak through me today. Reach through me today in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 21 and verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God was with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then He who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Verse 7, He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Who is the overcomer? Who is he who overcomes? Well, those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. And who overcome the world through faith in Jesus. 1 John 5:4 says, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? See, the Apostle John gave us a list of sins that will disqualify people from heaven. And at the top of the list are the fearful or the cowardly. In verse 8 he says, But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so the word cowardly also means faithless, the fearful or faithless. So there's a difference between a momentary feeling of fear and living in a state of fear. How many know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, right? But who are the cowardly? Well, I believe it's referring to those who are afraid to accept the Lord's demands and bear the ridicule of the world. How many know that when you come to Jesus, you come with an understanding that everything that He requires of you, you're willing to obey? Somebody say amen. Amen. Not all who claim to be Christians are overcomers. Some are cowards, and some are afraid to confess Christ. The Bible says there will be no cowards in heaven. And all cowards will be cast into the lake of fire, which is a second and final death. So when we say we accept Jesus, it means everything He requires of us. Can somebody say amen? It's easy to say we accept Jesus when there's no threat of persecution. For many around the world, to accept the Lord means death, a death sentence. Many in America find it frightening just to confess Christ to friends or neighbors or co-workers or people on the street. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Who is the authority here? Jesus, amen, and his word. "But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 says, "If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters." How many know that cowardice is really the sin of unbelief? It's a result of unbelief. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen? And how many know that faith is really the opposite of a fear? You can't be operating in faith and in fear simultaneously. You have to choose to either operate in faith and confident and assurance in your God and his ability, or in your own ability. There's no confidence, is there? There's limited confidence. Self-confidence will never bring you to a place where you're an overcomer. It's by faith in God that we can overcome the fear of man. Amen? It's by faith in God we overcome the fear of the devil and the fear of death as well. So if we fear man, we will seek to please man. If you fear the devil, you will bow down to him. If you fear your sin, you will serve it. If you fear death, you will seek to save yourself. But if we fear God, we will seek to do his will, no matter what the cost. Proverbs 3:5, how many have heard this before? "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path in which to take," right? Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. How many know the fear of the Lord will protect you from falling away from God? A healthy fear of the Lord. Reverential fear. Amen. If we're fearful, it means we lack the power of God in our lives. And the antidote to fear is faith in God and in his mighty power that's available to us in Christ. Ephesians 6:10, I might even know this one. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the schemings of the devil." And one of the weapons that the devil uses against us is fear. Fear is a paralyzer. How many know that a lion will use fear to paralyze its prey? That's why it roars. It gives them a few seconds to be able to pounce because it causes the prey to freeze. And the enemy wants to use fear to get you and I to freeze. Are you hearing me? And act impulsively sometimes. Instead of responding to a situation, reacting to a situation. How many know that the devil is peddling fear today? In everything. Amen? So we need to learn the fear of the Lord. Amen. We need to trust the Lord. We need to be strong in the Lord so that we're not going to easily, amen, be swayed by the things that we see and the things that we hear, because things are going to increase in the earth. They are happening. Amen. So God wants his people to be strong. And once again, there are not going to be cowards in heaven. Amen. If we're fearful, it means we lack the power of God. So we're not to be overcome by fear, but we're to overcome fear by faith in Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, David said, remember in Psalms 23 and verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Because he had confidence in his God. He knew that he was secure. He was safe in the Lord. It didn't mean that he didn't have moments of fear. Everybody does. But he was not overcome by fear. He was able to take courage because he had confidence in his God's ability. Amen. The Apostle John received this revelation from the Lord and concerning those who are not going to be in heaven. In verse 8, as we read, And at the very top of the list was the cowardly and the unbelieving or the faithless. Now, Jesus said not everyone who names him is going to heaven. He said there would be few who find life. In Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. And because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. All cowards will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second and final death. I'll give you an example. Pilate wanted to do what was right when Jesus was before him. But when setting Jesus free threatened to cost him favor from the people and his position of power, he became a coward and he sent Jesus to the cross. In other words, Pilate denied his own salvation by denying the only one that could save him. Do you understand that people will deny their own salvation by denying the only one that can save them? In Matthew 27, verse 22, Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? And they all said, let him be crucified. Then the governor said, why, what evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. And when Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. So this type of fear is a fear, is a good example that illustrates what John is saying about the cowardly. Because not all fear, again, is going to exclude people from heaven. Can you say amen to that? Because we're all fearful at times. But none of us in the Lord are supposed to live in a state of fear. Amen? Hallelujah. Peter denied the Lord, didn't he? He denied that he knew the Lord. But what happened was Peter became remorseful. Amen? And later on he repented. And he was restored. It even has it in legend that Peter was crucified upside down because he refused to be crucified the same as the Lord. And he had been given the opportunity once again to deny the Lord, but he chose rather martyrdom than to deny his Lord. Amen. So Peter was a converted man. He was a changed man. Amen. And Peter was sold out for the Lord. And there are certain natural fears, of course, that will not exclude us from heaven. One being, for example, natural storms. The disciples were fearful in the boat, weren't they? You look at the stuff going on in the world right now, man, there's some crazy weather out there, amen? That's going on everywhere. Things are happening, natural disasters. And there's a certain, you know, level of understandable fear that come from these things. Anybody have ever been scared in a windstorm before? I know nobody here, but I have. Right? Sometimes there are things that happen that catch us off guard and we become fearful. So what do? We call upon the Lord, right? In those times when we're fearful. And the Lord gives us grace for that. Amen. Now understand that it's the coward that betrays the Lord in order to save himself who will be denied. So it's really the one that refuses to take the risk involved in being identified with Christ. In other words, they refuse to bear his reproach. They'd rather go with the world or what's popular or what people approve of rather than what God approves of. You see, again, many understood in John's day that to say yes to Jesus was like signing a death warrant. They were risking everything. They were risking their business, their home, their family, and everything to follow Jesus. You know, it wasn't about responding to an altar call, raising your hand, make sure nobody looking around, nobody going to see you raise your hand. Are you hearing me, somebody? But they raised their hand, amen. They not only raised their hand, they committed their lives to the Lord, understanding the cost of following Jesus. Amen. It wasn't about just responding to an altar call and living happily ever after according to my will. They understood that they were giving their lives over to the Lord. and they were going to live for him who died for them and rose again. So many who had professed Christ and in the time of peace and safety denied the Lord and forsook the church when it involved risk. They had counted the cost of being a true disciple for Christ. You understand? They hadn't. So it's easy in the time of peace, in the time of safety, the time of security to confess Jesus. But when it could cost you, when it could cost you to be excluded from the crowd, to be shunned, to be, you know, rejected by people, rejected by man. Sometimes that's where people draw the line. They can't even bear the reproach of man, even the verbal reproach, let alone literal threat of their life and possible martyrdom. But Jesus said this in Luke 9:62, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." How many know that today Christians throughout the earth are being martyred every day? And how many know that those who play it safe aren't necessarily safe? The safest place is in God's will. See, the world promises you peace and safety at all costs. In other words, it's going to cost you your freedom if you will let us keep you safe. And history has proven over and over again, whenever you've put your trust in man who says he will keep you safe, as long as you give him your freedoms, that freedom, amen, is taken from you. And not only that, you become either enslaved or put to death shortly thereafter. The safest place is in the will of God. They promise them peace and safety. Just bow down to this fear-mongering. Do what we say and you'll be safe. You'll still have your job. You'll still have your security. You'll still have your money coming in every month if you just do what we say. You see, peace and safety at all costs? No. I think whenever the will of man contradicts the will of God, we have to stand up and say no more. Amen? No way. I'm not ashamed to let you know. I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. You stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Amen. Stand up for him and he'll stand up for you. He is faithful. He will grant you the grace to go through any situation if you will trust him and not compromise what you know is true. Hold on to your integrity. Hold on to the truth no matter what. Because he alone is our firm foundation. Amen. He is our solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. So we don't want to go the way of the world that is fearful and compromised and constantly bowing down to a little pressure that man puts upon it. Amen. To conform to the pattern of this world with the promise of being kept safe, which eventually turns into slavery. How many know in America we're losing our freedoms because good people are doing nothing and saying nothing and not living right? Somebody say amen. Jesus told us to take up our cross. In Matthew 16:24, when Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, first thing, and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it." There it is. "But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Jesus said there's a time coming when people will betray one another. They will be offended. They will betray one another. Amen. And it's happening. Who will you stand for when the pressure's on? How many know that the pressure is increasing? And the only way you're going to be able to endure and overcome is by the power of God. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works. So the completed work of Jesus on the cross assures us of victory, amen, even if we fall in the battle. How many know in every battle, most battles, amen, there are going to be casualties? And when you say yes to Jesus, you're not just saying yes to eternal life, but you're saying yes to everything he calls you to be and to do for him. 2 Timothy 2:4, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. We have been enlisted in God's army. We are called to take up our cross and follow the Lord. Amen. We are called to bear fruit in this world. Amen. We are here to declare the praises of the one who called us out of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. Amen. And God will be with us, and his power, amen, will be sufficient for us in every situation. We can overcome because the overcomer is with us and he's in us. And we are not to fear man, amen? But we are to fear the Lord and depart from evil. And do not bow down to the fear of man. The cross means I'm crucified with Christ already. My life is not my own. I now belong to him. 1 Peter 4:14 says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But then he said, let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Verse 18, now if this righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Why was Peter saying this? Because he's speaking to a church that was under persecution. And they had to make up their minds who they were going to serve, who they were going to be loyal to. They're either going to fear the Lord and submit themselves to God's will, or they're going to fear man and compromise the will of God and be lost. All cowards will be cast into the lake of fire. At some time or another, all of us have been fearful. Some of us, including myself, I know there's been times when I should have spoke up or should have stood up and I hadn't. Anybody here like that too? How many know that God will give you the grace to be bold for him? He'll give you the power if you trust him for it, amen? So as believers, we're instructed to be baptized, amen, with the Holy Spirit so that we will have the boldness to be a martyr, a witness for Jesus, meaning that we've committed our lives already. I've considered myself dead with Christ, but alive in him. Amen. We're instructed, we're commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And again in verse 8, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Isn't it interesting that God has placed cowards on the same level as murderers and the sexually immoral and liars and sorcerers and idolaters? And all those who refuse to repent of these sins will have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone. I don't know, I can tell you of countless people I've known that were living in sexual immorality and they attended church regularly, as if somehow that would justify their sin. But these are the sins that will bar somebody from heaven. And unless a person repents, they will perish. We need to fear the Lord and we need to seek God, amen, and do His will at no matter what the cost. Because the Lord called us basically to forsake ourselves, amen, to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Him. And that means everything that is required of us, we're willing to go and obey the Lord. And if we're fearful, it means we lack the power of God in our lives. Again, if we fear man, we'll seek to please him. And often when you seek to please people, you will compromise the will of God. You'll compromise what's right. If you fear the devil, you'll bow down to him. Amen. And the devil uses fear to get us to bow down to him and listen to him and to react to that fear and do something sometimes later on we regret. And if you fear your sin, you will serve it. This is especially true when you take a look at addiction. The devil magnifies addiction, whether it's porn, whether it's drugs, whatever the addiction is. And he makes it appear to be bigger than it really is. Because he wants you to fear that addiction. Because if you're fearing the addiction, you're not putting your faith in God. And whatever you fear, you will eventually submit to. What you fear, you will submit to. Unless you take courage. And courage is not the absence of fear, but it is the mastery over fear. It is fear that has been taken control of, amen, by a person who will not allow fear to control them. Even though we at times are fearful, we are called in the Word of God to be courageous. Isn't that what God spoke to Joshua? He says, I want you to be bold. I want you to be strong. I want you to take courage, Joshua, because I'm going to be with you. Amen. And every place that the soles of your feet have trod, I've given you as an inheritance. Amen. So God is saying, it's not that you're going to be living completely free of fear. He's saying you must take that fear under control. Amen. And the way you can do that is by being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the power of God will enable you, amen, to have self-control. And in myself, I may be fearful, but by the power of God, I can overcome myself. And I can do things that naturally I would never do, including stand up in front of people and preach. Or share Christ with people on the street. It's by the power of God. It's by the boldness that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to be effectively witnessing Jesus, amen, without fear of man. And if you fear man, it means that you lack the power of God. Amen. If you fear the devil, it means you lack the power of God. If you fear death, it means you lack the power of God. You see, he who will save his life will lose it. And when the pressure's on, and believe me, the pressure's going to increase, we're going to have to make a stand. And if you can't stand up now, what makes you think you're going to stand later? Unless you learn how to lean on the Lord for the power, the ability he gives you by his Spirit, amen, even now, to be able to stand strong for Jesus, amen? And love. The love of God casts out all fear. So if you're walking in the love of God, if your heart is filled with the love of God, if you're filled with Him who is love, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be filled with God's love, then you will overcome fear. Amen. Because fear has torment. But God's perfect love casts out all fear. God doesn't want fearful saints. Amen. There will be no cowards in heaven. If you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit. You're not a coward. Amen. You're an overcomer. You're not a Gideon, amen, that's threshing wheat in the wine press, amen. You're a great man and woman of valor, hallelujah. It's time that we rise up, amen, and take a hold of the Lord and say, Lord, through you and by you, we can do all things. Get a hold of the Word of God and make it your own. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You need more, Jesus? Are you living in fear? Are you fearful of the future? Fear of man? Fear of this? Fear of that? Fear of the dark? You just need more of God. Amen. You need more of His presence. You need to allow God to have full access to every bit of you. Amen. Fully surrender. Fully give yourself to Him and allow Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Amen. And then keep the tank topped off every day. When you get up in the morning, amen, put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Pray. Amen. Lest you fall, pray. Pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You've got to overcome your flesh. It's in our flesh where we're weak. It's in our flesh that we compromise. Are you hearing me? But in the spirit of the Lord, amen, we have strength and the ability to overcome the flesh and this world and the devil and not to live in fear, but to live in full, confident assurance that God is with me. That's all I need to know. For the Lord is with you. Amen? And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We need to ask God for His power. Would you stand? He wants you to be filled with His power. Did you know God wants you to be filled with His power? Let me just say this. Some people will not even respond to an altar call for fear of men. Some people will not even respond to an altar call because of fear of man. Because the opinion of somebody looking at them and maybe feeling, well, they'll judge me if I'm coming down, to recognize and say, you know what? I need to be prayed for today. I need some backup. I need somebody to pray with me today. Amen. But if your pride gets in the way, then God is not going to be able to give you His grace. But if you'll humble yourself and come before Him like we all should as children to our Heavenly Father, asking Him for help, then He'll give you what you need. But you have to overcome the fear of man. You have to overcome the opinions of men and what people think. How many know that woman with the issue of blood overcame the crowd? Amen. She was not concerned about what people thought about her. She wanted to get to Jesus. She wanted to touch the hem of His garment. We need to humble ourselves. Amen. And pray and seek the Lord for His power in our lives so that we can overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. And not be overcome by fear. Guys, we're in a battle. America is at war. Did you know that? We're being flooded on our southern border. We're in trouble. And we need God's grace. We need God's strength so that we can stand up, amen, for Jesus. I mean, you know that God wants His people to be strong. He doesn't want wimpy Christians, amen, that will shut down in their house and exclude the world and shut the world off from them. He wants us out. This is our finest time to shine. We were made for the night. We're night lights. God wants you to light up the night. God wants you to take authority in your situation, in your home, amen, in your workplace, in Walmart, wherever you find yourself. He has given you the authorization to destroy the works of the devil, amen. But be bold in the Lord. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand the schemings, the fear-mongering even. Oh, so many people are afraid of dying that they quit living. You need to break out of that shell of oppression. The enemy puts people in a box. You know, the enemy wants to put a gag order on the church. Come on, somebody. He wants to shut you up. He doesn't want you talking about Jesus. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I'm not ashamed to let you know. I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the full armor and fight the good fight. We're no longer weakness. We become so strong. And He gives us the courage and the strength to carry on. Remember that? More power to you. When you're standing on His word, when you trust Him with your whole heart in the message you have heard, more power to you. Listen, when we're all in one accord, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want to call the congregation to come. Amen. And let's pray for one another. Can we do that? How many besides myself can say, you know what? I could use some more power in my life. Amen. Okay. For those who say yes, come on up. All right. Hallelujah. Come on up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, if you don't stand up for Jesus, you're going to fall. You will not be able to stand. If you stand up for Jesus, He'll stand up for you. If you confess Jesus before men, He'll confess you before the Father. But if you deny Him before men, He'll deny you before the Father. I don't know about you, but I don't want to deny my Lord. Amen? I'm going to confess Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He died on that cross for you. He died for me. Amen? He gave His best. He gave His all for us. Can we not also join Him? Amen? To give our lives back to Him. To live for Him who died for us and rose again. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that your power, your grace is sufficient for us even here and now. Lord, we want to come together right now. We want to unite our hearts. And we acknowledge, Lord, that we are weak, but you are strong. And we want you, Lord, to be strong in our weakness. Lord, we will deny you easily, but by your grace we can overcome. By your grace, we can confess you boldly. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now to release your Holy Spirit, to baptize, Lord, to fill us with the fire of God. Cry out to Jesus right now and say, Lord, I need you. I want you to baptize me with your Holy Spirit and fire. Somebody say, fire!
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 Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Jesus! 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 Lord, baptize us! Pray in the Holy Ghost this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, raise your hands and say, Jesus, fill me! Fill me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. Make me strong. Make me bold for you. Hallelujah. Lord, make us bold in your might. That we can stand up and fight. That we will not be afraid. But we'll take courage. We'll be strong for you. Jesus, our eyes are upon you. You are the commander in chief. You are a mighty warrior, Lord. Strike down your enemies, Lord. Crush the spirit of fear in every life here in Jesus' name. And to those who are listening online, crush the spirit of fear in their lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Satan, we reject you in Jesus' name. Take your hands off in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fire, Lord. Fire, Lord. Fire, Lord. Fire, Lord. More, Lord. Somebody say, more, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need more of you, Lord. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen, O God, your people. Lord, that we can stand up for truth and righteousness and justice in our land, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, all your enemies will fall and declare that you are Lord. Every enemy will fall and declare that Jesus is Lord. Fill me now, Lord. Fill me now, Lord. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence, Lord. Come, oh come. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Yes, Lord, your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baptize our hearts with your fire, Lord. The blood of Jesus to cover this congregation, Lord, to guard our hearts and our minds, Lord. Envelop us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, you are welcome in this place. If you're here this morning and you need healing in your body, if you can, lay your hand on that part of your body right now. Just lay your hand on that part of your body. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take authority over every manner of sickness and disease and heart conditions and migraine headaches and sugar diabetes and arthritis and knee pain and back pain and neck pain goes right now in Jesus' name. We command that spine to be aligned right now in divine order in Jesus' name. And we cancel all assignments of the enemy against you in Jesus' name. Night tremors, we bind that in Jesus' name. All spirits that would cause nightmares, we bind you now in the authority of Jesus Christ. And we close all doors that were opened in Jesus' name. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven, so here in us, in your people, Lord. We look to you, Father. Father, we love you. We worship and we adore you. Our eyes are upon you. Lord, we know that our strength is small, but in you we are mighty. And we can do exploits because you are with us. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command all lung conditions to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Hearts be healed in Jesus' name. Father, break the oppression off your people. Father, give us divine energy in our bodies, our minds, and our spirit. In Jesus' name.
be healed in your body. Every molecule be generated, regenerated by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Yes, and all pain goes right now in Jesus' name. All pain. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, my God.